Unit 3, Lesson 2, Exercise 1, page 26. Listen and then read this extract from a book called The Concubine. Only the roof of a widow may leak during the rains. Ihuoma was quite prepared to accept this fact as another season of rains prepared to set in. But most people moved about confident that it would not rain for the next 8 to 16 days. They knew it would begin to rain only after the clouds had hung darkly over the shrines of Amadioa for several days in succession. Farmers watched for this sign. Still, it was time to see to leaking roofs. "I shall work on Ihuoma's roof tomorrow," Nadi announced to his wife as he made thatches in his reception hall. "Please do so, my lord. I can't bear to see her living under a roof which shows the stars at night. As long as I live, my brother's wife will never suffer that." "You will need someone to help you, my lord. I shall invite Ekwume and his friend Wodu Wakiri to help. I am sure Ekwume would certainly come."
"I think so too."
Husband and wife looked at each other with half a smile. Ihuoma was busy weeding the compound. She wanted to clear the weeds before the rains came. "The compound is looking very neat indeed," Nadi greeted Ihuoma. "You know that an untidy compound just makes my body itch. You have kept indoors today. Are you well?"
"Yes, I have been making thatches. You know the clouds have been gathering over the shrine of Amadioa for the past 2 days.
"Yes, indeed.
And so tomorrow I intend to mend your roof."
"Ah, Nadi, you are so good. It is almost as if Emenike were still alive. You will lack nothing that is in my power to give."
"I know that too well.
You will need a helper. I wish my son, Nuoma, were big enough to lend a hand."
"Never mind. I shall get one or two friends to help me."
"Which means I must prepare some food. You and your friends cannot work on an empty stomach."
"I shall be all right."
"Yes, of course, but your friends will certainly need some fufu and palm wine."
"I shall bring some palm wine along. You prepare the fufu. It is well."
The next morning, Nadi and his friend brought heaps of fresh thatches and rope.